Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 You want to read them all? No, one by one. Yeah.
I will not select one. First question is, in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse 47, Krishna describes how we should perform our duties. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that there are three subdivisions of the prescribed duties, namely routine work, emergency work, and desired activities. Could you please shed some light on it? Thank you, your humble servant,
Kamal Shidevi
Das.
Yeah, translate it into Czech.
Takže v druhé kapitole Bhagavad Gita ve verši 47 Krishna popisuje, že bychom měli vykonávat naše povinnosti. A Srila Prabhupada vysvětluje ve významu, že tady jsou ještě tři poddivize předepsaných povinností, jmenovitě rutinní práce, náhlá práce a vytoužené aktivity. Mohli byste, prosím,
regular duties, occasional duties, and desired activities. Sanskrit terms for this are nitya karma, naimittik karma, and kamya karma. Nitya karma means duties prescribed in Shastra to be performed daily.
Takže tyto tři aktivity jsou popsány různě a nitya karma znamená aktivity, které my vykonáváme každý den.
Naimittik karma.
Karma
means occasional activities,
activity.
And kamya karma means the desire activities for the sake of fulfilling a desire,
a
desired activities. Nitya karma means activities prescribed in Shastra to be performed daily.
Nitya karma znamená činnosti popsané v šastře, aby byly vykonávány každý den.
Such as rising early,
jako vstávat brzo,
cleaning one's mouth and teeth,
umýt si zuby a ústa,
performing puja,
vykonávat puju,
and so on. There are many, many, many such things. Then there are naimittik karmas, those that are to be done not every day, but on specific days or times.
Naimittik karma jsou činnosti, které se nevykonávají každý den, ale v nějakých speciálních příležitostech.
For instance, one should fast on Ekadashi.
Například člověk se má postit na Ekadashi.
One should perform shrad on the days prescribed for doing so.
Člověk by měl vykonávat shrad.
Shrad, the ceremonies for departed ancestors.
Co jsou ty ceremonie pro ty odešlé předky, tak by je měl vykonávat.
And kamya karma, these are also activities prescribed in the Vedas for fulfilling some desire.
Kamya karma jsou také činnosti popsané ve Vedách, které jsou určitě k vykonávání určitých tužeb.
For instance, one may undergo a vow or some kind of penance in order to propitiate a demigod in order to fulfill some desire.
Příklad, někdo může vykonávat nějaké odříkání za účelem, aby potěšil nějakého poloboha, aby mu splnil jeho touhu.
For instance, we find the Payovrata described in the 8th canto of Bhagavatam.
Například v 8. zpěvu Bhagavatamu je vysvětlena ta Payovrata.
In which Diti followed a vow to live on milk only.
Ve které Diti slíbila, nebo začala dodržovat ten slib, že bude žít jenom na mléku.
And to perform many other austerities in order to attain a son who would kill Indra. So kamya karmas, they don't have to be so they don't have to be done in enmity, they can be done in a good spirit also.
Samozřejmě ty kamya karma činnosti nemají být vykonávány jenom nějaké náladě nepřátelství, ale samozřejmě v té pozitivní náladě.
So that's what those three terms refer to.
Takže to znamenají tyto tři termíny.
Okay then.
Další otázka. What is your opinion of the magazine dated due to donation of 50th anniversary of Keystone Foundation?
Yeah, translate it into Czech.
Jaký vás vzal na ten magazín, který vyšel u příležitosti 50. výročí založení Keystone?
I just saw it one copy recently in Ireland.
Takže já jsem měl jenom jednu kopii nedávno v Irsku.
And I had a quick look through it. Devotee there told me, he showed me something in it, and he said he wasn't very impressed, or he wasn't very pleased with the magazine because of this.
A jeden odami mi ukázal něco z toho magazínu a řekl, že s tím magazínem není kvůli tomuhle třeba bodu zrovna moc spokojen.
Because it presents the Bhaktivedanta hospital.
Protože to prezentuje Bhaktivedantovu nemocnici.
So he wasn't very pleased by that. Yeah, and I also, as I understand, Srila Prabhupada didn't found ISKCON for the sake of social welfare work. Not that ISKCON can't do social welfare work, but that's, yeah. Anyway, that's anyway, it's not the ISKCON I joined. So, okay, next question. I'm not particularly excited by the 50 years. I think instead of congratulating ourselves, we should look forward to do a better job than we've been doing.
Why are the first 8 beats marked by the string? There are the comparison to the 108 gopis or Upanishads and the first 8 ones.
But first 8 ones?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means like the main 8 main gopis, as I have heard.
Oh, the 8 main ones, I see.
But how it is connected with the chanting of Mahamantra?
Well, yeah, translate it. Keep them in order. That's right. Keep them in order. No, otherwise, usually the new ones come on top. So put the new ones underneath. I don't know. I've never seen or heard of any explanation of this. As I've heard, Srila Prabhupada he insisted on this. Anyway, our chanting is ultimately to lead us to the service of the gopis. It's all related. Chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and attaining service to the gopis, they're very intimately related. Yeah, okay, next one.
How to be self-confident and at the same time don't be puffed up.
Okay.
Jak být sebevědomý a zároveň nebýt pyšný.
Self-confidence and not puffed up. Well, self-confidence comes from realizing that I have no personal qualification. But I have Krishna and the whole parampara behind me. So let me simply act as their instrument. And then one becomes very confident and not puffed up, knowing that if I do whatever I do, it's not me. All I can do is offer myself as an instrument. Okay.
How it is that our acharyas, like for example Bhaktivinoda Thakur, are thinking about themselves that they are the most fallen, even though they know that they are Nityasiddhas? Že jak si mohou o sobě naši acharya, jako je Bhaktivinoda Thakur, myslet, že jsou nejpokleslejší, když věděli, že jsou Nityasiddhové?
Well, that's very much related with the previous question. But you know, Thakur sings, Jogada bichare kichu nahi pai tomara korunasha. I have no personal qualification. If you examine me, you will find I have no qualification. But your mercy is all that I'm made of. So a Nitya Siddha also thinks like that. That is the very symptom of his being a Nitya Siddha. He thinks I'm very fallen. That I'm simply depending on the mercy of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. It's inconceivable transcendental humility. What's the word for humility?
Pokora.
Vaishnavas need pakora. You could get some funny scenes if someone, Guru says to the disciple, you must have pakora, and then he goes and cooks a bunch of pakoras. But Guru Dev, you told me.
Like in Prague, there is a very old building, well known. There is written Koruna, not Maharaj Van Heuven.
You
said Koruna.
Yeah, the Czech crown is, what's that called?
Koruna.
Yeah.
Maharaj říkal, že knihy Šila Prabhupády jsou zákonníky na dalších 10 k let, asi znamená tisíc let, ale v některých významech uvádí Šila Prabhupáda věci, které se zdají být aktuální pouze v době, kdy osobně kázal, jako například ženy mohou žít v krámu jako brahmačárini a chodit kázat na ulici, což se nezdá být jako něco, co bychom měli ustanovovat na příštích 10 tisíc let. Jak poznáme, co je zákon? You said that Srila Prabhupada's books are describing the laws for the next 10,000 years, but in some purpose Srila Prabhupada's are mentioning things that are seems to be actual only for the present time. For example, that he is describing that a woman can live in the temple as a brahmacharini and go to streets to preach, which seems to be not something that we should
perpetuate
for the next 10,000 years. So how do we know what is the law?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously some things in Srila Prabhupada's books are contextual to the time in which he's writing them.
Samozřejmě některé body z knih Srila Prabhupády se stahují pochopitelně k tomu bodu, teda k tomu času, ve kterém on ty knihy psal.
For instance, he writes in the purport to the Tadvag Visargo Janatag Plavaha verse.
Například k tomuto verši z Bhagavatamu on napsal význam.
He says that at the present time we are facing a crisis that our neighbors China are attacking India.
Že popisuje, že v současné době zažíváme krizi, kde naše sousední Čína chce zaútočit na Indii.
So it's not that for the next 10,000 years we have to make sure that China keeps on attacking India.
Že neznamená to, že další 10,000 let budeme prostě se zabývat tím, že Čína bude chtít
in the Bharata Bhumite Hoilo Manusha Janmaja verse, in the purport to that, Srila Prabhupada writes that still most people in India are afraid of these four sinful activities, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. That's changing, and to a large extent has changed.
Šta Prabhupád uvádí ve významu, že doteď v Indii se lidé velice obávají těch čtyřech hříšných činností, jako jezení, masa, nezákonná sexualita, hazard a intoxikace. A že se toho doteďka Indové velice obávají, což se už to změnilo.
Elsewhere Srila Prabhupada writes in that most people in India, they still prefer to use neem twigs for cleaning their mouth and teeth.
Někde se zase Šila Prabhupáda zmiňuje, že v Indii lidé většinou preferují k čištění zubů používat větvičky z nímového stromu.
Which is no longer true.
Což už také není pravda.
So some things are contextual according to the time it was written in.
Takže samozřejmě některé věci se stavují k tomu času, ve kterém on psal ty významy.
Other statements such as the perpetuation of the Brahmacharini ashram, well, we'll have to see all of Prabhupada's statements and understand them contextually.
Takže co se týče dalších věcí, jako je třeba trvání Brahmacharini ashramu, tak tyto věci musíme pochopit v pomocí dalších informací, které Šila Prabhupáda řekl, a pochopit to ve vztahu k tomu.
This is one of the here in Brno is one of the few places where there is actually a Brahmacharini ashram. Hardly. You don't have one? Oh, it's a Mataji ashram.
Yeah, they don't live here.
Oh, I see.
The Mataji ashram is just when they come to do service here, do they have some room?
Oh, I see. They have to make their own arrangement for living if they're not married?
Until now we have
to like this. Oh, I see. So they have to work or something like that, is it?
You heard there are students.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. There aren't many Brahmacharini ashrams left. In one conversation, I believe it was 1977, Srila Prabhupada said that Brahmacharini, it's artificial. He said Brahmacharini means that they're in danger of becoming vyabhicharini.
A říká, že brahmacharini znamená, že jsou v nebezpečí ty ženy, že se stanou vyabhicharini.
Which, if I was in India, then everyone would laugh or become upset, maybe some of them.
A kdybych tohle řekl v Indii, teď před vámi, tak se každý začne smát, nebo někdo bude uražen.
Vyabhicharini means a loose woman.
Vyabhicharini znamená taková žena volných mravů.
So it's with the establishment of Varnashram society, then females should be protected throughout their life within the family unit. Yeah. Still have a long way to go.
Ale ještě máme spoustu cesty před sebou. Čaritamrita se ve významu říká, že kdo se pokloní před božstvem, když má horní část oděvu oblečenou, se stane obyvatelem pekla. Jak to chápat? Somewhere in Čaritamrita, in the purport, it is said that one who bow down in front of the deities when his upper part of the body is dressed, then he will become the resident of hell. How to understand that?
Yeah, there are many different shastras with different injunctions. We take those which are given to us by our acharyas. We may not exactly follow even the way that devotees followed when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present. So all these things, for these, this is one of the reasons why we need gurus to select for the disciple what is suitable for them.
Proto to je další důvod, proč my potřebujeme guruji, kteří pro ty žáky vyberou ty vhodné věci, které je potřeba následovat.
We also have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement that he doesn't accept food from someone who doesn't chant 1 lakh of names a day, which is 64 rounds.
My taky máme ten význam, kde je řečeno, že Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nepřijme jídlo od někoho, kdo nespívá aspoň 1 lakh svatého jména denně, což je 64 kol.
Srila Prabhupada adjusted that. So, various adjustments may be made by acharyas. If we were to follow all the rules that people previously followed in India, then Krishna consciousness could not be established in the Western world. And for that matter, it couldn't be established in India today either, hardly. So bow down and don't worry about that you're going to go to hell if your upper part of your body is covered.
Když nízký člověk zanechá Mahaprasáda, tak to nechceme kvůli karmě a vědomí. To znamená, že se prasáda nikdy nezničiští. Podobně nechápu, když Majavadi zpívá svaté jméno, tak to je tím oprávené, ale zároveň také nemůže být znečištěno. Nížký člověk zanechá.
Jako po sobě. Po někom, kde je nízký prasáda. A přesto prasáda se nikdy nezničiští, asi si
nezapomeň. Jakože někdo uvaří prasáda a je nízký.
Ne, někdo uvaří prasáda, někdo je nízký, to jí a my po něm nechceme jíst ty zbytky.
So if some low class man leaves his remnants of the food, we are not eating it due to that we don't want to take his karma and his consciousness. So what does it mean if we also know that prasadam could not be contaminated because of this Krishna? Similarly, I do not understand.
Is there another question coming up now?
Okay.
Mayavadi sings the holy name, it is said that it is poisoned by his chanting. The holy name is poisoned by his chanting. And at the same time, the holy name could not be again contaminated. So how to understand that?
About the question of taking the remnants of karmis, Srila Prabhupada answered this in one letter. He said, yes, prasad never becomes contaminated, but you may not be so advanced as to take it, the remnants that some karmis leave behind.
říkal, ano, prasána není nikdy znečištěno, ale vy možná nejste na té úrovni, abyste to mohli jako sníst a mít v to vědomí, že prostě to prasána není znečištěno.
So Srila Prabhupada didn't insist that his disciples take the remnants of karmis.
Že Prabhupada jako vůbec neopěl na tom, aby odaní jedli prostě jídlo po materialistech.
As far as the holy name being chanted by Mayavadis, is the holy name not just a holy name? Well, it's up to Krishna. He's not obliged to manifest himself because some envious person makes the sound which resembles his name.
Se necítí jako povinen se zjevit, když nějaký majavád vydává nějaký zvuk, který zní jako svaté jméno.
So a mayavadi who says the name of Krishna, thinking that Krishna is some entity subordinate to the impersonal Brahman, and Krishna is not obliged to manifest himself in that sound.
Když mayavadi zpívá svaté jméno Krishna a myslí si, že Krishna je jenom manifestací nějakého osobního Brahmanu, tak Krishna není povinen, aby se v tom svaté jméně zjevoval, který zpívá ten mayavadi.
And in fact, that that consciousness of the Mayavadi being poisonous, that will badly, that can badly affect us.
A ten bod, že to vědomí Mayavadiho je velice znečištěno, tak toto nás může velice také znečistit.
Mohl bych se tady k tým otázkám o prasádem ještě? Někteří budení třeba přijímají prasádem, který už jako je za ten tím lehkým zenitem, jako ty snesitelnosti, ale právě jako to argumentují tím, že prasádam se nikdy nezečistí a přijímají to prasádam. Tak ono je to taková tamastická činnost podle mě, tak jakým způsobem jako je ty vodaný jako prostě přesvědčit, že prostě, když už je to lehce zkažený, tak to je jejich argumentace prostě s tím nemáš posypat, nebo tak to se na to kouká.
Sometimes we have a prasana which is, we could say, not really fresh. It's little all the day. Some devotees are taking it, and we told them it is not good to eat like this. It's a little bit older, you will have problems, and they are arguing no prasana is transcendental, I will eat it.
Yeah, the prasad is transcendental, but their body might not be.
Že prasáda je transcendentální, ale jejich tělo nemusí být transcendentální.
Spiritual energy manifests in different ways.
Duchovní energie se manifestuje různým způsobem.
The spiritual which is manifested in the material energy. Spiritual because it's Krishna-ized, but it tends to act as do other manifestations of the material energy.
Že to duchovní, co se manifestuje v materiálním světě, je skršnováno tím, že to je, jako má konexi s Kršnou, ale má tu tendenci se chovat v tom materiálním světě, stejně tak jako ta hmotná energie.
So if one takes prasadam, which is old and stale, it's likely that one will get sick.
Když někdo tady prasadam, které je staré a špatně zkažené, tak je dost pravděpodobné, že se ta osoba stane nemocnou.
So the first thing, prasadam shouldn't be allowed to come to such a state.
A první věc je, že bychom nikdy neměli dovolit, aby prasadam vůbec dosáhlo tohoto stavu.
If by some chance it does, you can feed it to goats and pigs and dogs who can digest anything.
A pokud se to náhodou stane, tak ty můžete nakrmit prasata, kozy a psy, který dokážou strávit všechno.
Otherwise bury.
Jinak spálit.
Bury means put in the ground. Or you can put it in the river and feed it to the fish. Although there's probably illegal in many countries now, it's illegal to put things in the river. Yeah, only allowed poison is. Only the poison that they allow, you can put, is allowed.
Charitamrita v souvislosti s Raghunandas Goswami mi vysvětleno, Když vezmeme peníze od hříšných lidí a použijeme pro odanou službu, pán to nepřijme, což nekoresponduje s tím, co se uvádí jinde. Kde? Nevíme? Jak to tam? Čítena Charitamrta in connection with Raghunadas Goswami is described that if we take money from the sinful persons and we will use them for the devotional service, Krishna will not accept them, which does not correspond with another information elsewhere. Not described well. How to understand it?
Yeah, Raghunath Das Goswami was taking money from his materialistic father. In this regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu commented. Bishoyer onna khaile malin hoimon. The mind becomes contaminated if we take food given by materialists. So what was the question?
So the question is that if we use this money for the service of Krishna, Krishna will not accept it. Which does not correspond with another information.
Now if we take things from impious people and you, just like a Brahmin accepts charity. But he should accept it from pious people. Otherwise he becomes implicated in their impiety. But if we accept on behalf of Krishna, wholly and solely for the service of Krishna, then that can purify everything.
I od těch hříšných lidí, ale jenom ve jménu Krišny, to znamená, že 100% je použijeme pouze ve službě Krišny, tak Krišna to může očistit, že Krišna očistí úplně všechno.
Still preferably we should take from pious people.
Přesto bychom měli spíš přijímat věci od zbožných lidí.
But what if you live in a country like the Czech Republic where there are no pious people?
Ale co když žijete v zemi jako Česká republika, kde není mnoho zbožných lidí?
Apart from the few devotees who are the ones who are looking for the donations.
Kromě odaní, kteří chodí ven a snaží se získat nějaké příspěvky.
So again, some adjustment for practicality is required.
Takže prostě musí tam být nějaké přizpůsobení a nějaká praktičnost.
And better, as Srila Prabhupada said, if you use even one farthing for sense gratification, you go to hell.
Prabhupada říká, když použijete jeden halíř pro svůj smyslový požitek, tak půjdete do pekla.
So we should be very careful in spending money, especially money that has been given in donations.
Takže musíme být velice ostražití v utrácení peněz, speciálně těch peněz, které nám přijdou skrze různé příspěvky.
If we use any for our own sense gratification, then we become implicated in the sinful reactions of the persons who donated that.
Pokud použijeme nějakou část pro svůj smyslový požitek, tak budeme zapleteni v těch hříšných následcí v té osoby hříšné, pokud byla hříšná, která nám ty peníze přispěla. We know that Krishna's deity form is not different from him. What about demigod deities? Are they only symbolic? Víme, že Krishnova božstva se neliší přímo od Krishny, a co se, ale co o
No, demigod deities, they're also demigods manifest thus. For instance, in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, there's a description of how some thieves, they kidnap Jarabharat.
Je ten příběh, kdy nějací prostě ty zloději zajmuli Jarabharatu.
And they wanted to sacrifice him to the deity of Kali.
Chtěli obětovat jeho tělo té bohyni Durze.
Who became so upset with the thieves that she manifested herself directly from the deity and killed them all.
Ona byla tak rozhořčena touto aktivitou těch zlodějů, že tady vzali toho hodaného žena Bharatu a manifestovala se z toho božstva a všechny zabila.
So there are many deities of demigods.
Že mnoho těch božstev jsou ty polobozy.
Especially in India. And
following
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example, we can go into the temples of such demigods if we happen to be passing them and offer appropriate prayers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the deities of demigods as the demigods, so we may also do.
How do souls start to acquire karma? What determines which soul chooses to do good and gain positive karma, and which soul chooses to do evil and gain negative karma? Jak vůbec začíná duše získávat karmu? Co předurčuje to, že se nějaká duše, že si nějaká duše vybere to, že bude jednat dobré věci a bude získávat pozitivní karmu, a některá duše si vybere dělat špatné věci a získávat negativní karmu?
Say that again.
How do souls start to acquire karma? What determines which
soul
chooses to do good and gain positive karma and which soul chooses?
Krishna Bhuli Seiji Vanadi Bahimukh. Exactly when and how we came into this world we cannot say. Because it's from time immemorial. But the cause is Krishna Bhuli, forgetting Krishna. Krishna Bhuli Seji Vanadi Bahimukha Taiv Mayatare Deya Shangshar Dukh. And therefore, because of forgetting Krishna, we attain distress in this material world. And what, is there another part to the question? That's it. That's all then.
What determines which soul chooses to do good and gain positive karma, and which soul chooses?
What determines which soul does good and gets positive karma, and which soul does bad and gets negative karma? Well, ultimately it's all negative, because it all leads to birth, death, old age and disease. But we're all on long chains of sinful and pious karmic activities.
A my už jsme dlouhodobě zapletěni v tom řetězci těch následků hříšných a zbožných činností.
And we have certain inclinations.
A máme určité inklinace.
They may be very bad or very good.
A můžou být špatné nebo dobré.
They might awake at a certain time.
A můžou se v nás probudit v určitý čas.
Yeah, so it's very complex. We are inspired by the Supreme Lord in our heart to act in certain ways commensurate with our conditioned nature.
Also, why do your women have to sit in the back? That seems somewhat primitive and unequal and unfair. Are there any other aspects in which women are separated or differentiated from men? What are the reasons of justification for that?
Primitive
vaše ženy musí sedieť vzadu, vypadá to trošku primitívne a nerovne a také nespravedlivé. Sú tam nejaké ďalšie aspekty, kvôli ktorým musí byť ženy oddelené a rozlišované od mužu? Aké sú proto dôvody a ospravedlnenie?
The word primitive gives the idea that now society is very advanced and in the past it was very backward.
Takže to, co stojí za tým slovem primitivní, je pochopení, že nyní ta společnost je velice pokročilá a v dřívější době byli lidi velice zpátečnící.
Now that men and women freely mix, as they didn't previously, now we are more advanced.
A tím, že muži a ženy se nyní můžou mixovat mezi sebou, jak chtějí, je známka toho, že jsme více pokročilejší než ti v minulosti.
People actually believe this propaganda.
A lidé věří této propagandě.
In so-called primitive societies, women had fixed husband throughout life.
Takzvaných primitivních společnostech ženy měly svého manžela po celý život.
Now they have so many boyfriends and husbands they can't even remember them all.
A nyní mají tolik přátelů a mění manžely, že už si je skoro ani nepamatují všechny.
They call it advanced, that the women can just mix up as much as they like, the men can take advantage of them.
A oni to nazývají pokrok, že ženy se můžou mixovat s muži, jak oni chtějí, a muži toho využívají.
It's cheating the women, and the women think, oh, we have to have our freedom so we can be exploited and used.
A ve skutečnosti je to jenom podvod na ženy, což využívají muži. Ty ženy si myslí, my jsme tak svobodné a můžou nás zneužívat, jak chtějí.
Anyway, for a comprehensive overview of this, please read this book. What's it called in Czech?
Woman, mother or master.
Yeah, but say it in Czech.
Takže abyste tohle mohl pochopit ve větším obširném měřítku, tak jsme vydali knížku, která se nazývá Žena, matka nebo vládce, tradiční roli ženy ve společnosti.
It's just another free mixing of the sexes is just another way in which people in the modern age are being exploited.
Takže to volné míchání pohlaví je jenom další věc, jak lidé v tomto světě, moderním světě, mohou být vykořisťováni.
The idea that now we're better off than we were in the past.
Pod rouškou té idei, že si myslí, my teď jsme na tom mnohem líp, než byli v minulosti.
The main consideration is what is the purpose of life.
Takže hlavní účel života nebo toho, čeho bychom se měli zabývat, je, co je účelem života.
If someone's purpose of life is to enjoy the senses, then probably free mixing of the sexes is a very good idea.
Pokud je někoho cílem života užívat si smyslu, tak pravděpodobně pro něj bude ta idea volného sdružování se mezi pohlavími jako velice dobrá věc.
But according to the the subtle laws of nature, persons who enjoy the senses, they will get suitable bodies in the next life for doing so.
Ale podle subtilních zákonů přírody je vysvětleno, že osoby, které si neustále chtějí užívat těch smyslů, tak reakcí bude v příštím životě dosáhnout těla, které bude ještě mnohem lepší v tom užívání si těch smyslů.
For instance, in the chimpanzee body, there is no separation of the sexes.
Například v těle šimpanzi nerozlišují, s jakým tělem mají ten sex.
Actually, still the male is dominant.
Ale přesto ten šimpanz mužský tam dominuje.
Human life is meant for God realization.
A ten lidský život je míněn k seberealizaci.
The sensual attraction and particularly sexual attraction binds us within this material world.
Ta smyslová připoutanost a speciálně ta sexuální připoutanost je ta síla, která nás poutá k tomu materiálu.
It takes our attention away from the goal of life, which is to fully absorb ourselves in love of God.
A bere tu naši pozornost od toho hlavního cíle života, což je absorbovat se plně v lásce k Bohu.
Even a few years ago, I can just imagine here in the Czech Republic, those who went to church, they would see the men on one side and the women on the other.
Já pevně věřím, že i tady v České republice ještě nedávno byl zvykem, že když někdo přišel do kostela, tak na jedné straně seděli muži a na druhé ženy.
There may not have been many churchgoers during the communist time. Was it? You're all too young to know.
Yes, some are there. People they were visiting randomly.
Yeah.
They were watching.
But in the churches, at least when I was a kid, Catholic church, the men would be on one side and the women on the other. And the women would cover their head. That must have been there here in Czech. They wouldn't go outside without covering their head.
I have never been in church. I'm
sorry. No, I'm saying even outside, maybe two generations ago, in the villages, they'd never go outside without covering their head. Anyway, please read that book. It's based, if this question is important to you, please read that book. As you may have observed, at least by our dress, we have a completely different way of living to that of the non-primitive people. So our whole understanding of how life should be led is different. Bring that Brahmachari book in Czech.
Celé to naše pochopení, jak žít život, je úplně odlišné od toho, co se děje venku.
You can just read the first words in the Brahmachari book. Do you have a copy? Yeah. First words in the introduction.
Přečteme tady jenom pár prvních slov z úvodu Brahmachari Čítance.
Means that we have a different outlook on life altogether. Why should we live like cats and dogs, something like that? Is that the introduction? Okay. Human life is meant for human life, especially the male form, is meant for.
Lidský život, obzvláště pak v mužském těle, je určen k seberealizaci, k pochopení našeho věčného vztahu s Bohem, Kršnou. Tato knížka je určena mužům, kteří vzali vědomí Kršny dostatečně vážně a zvláště pak pro ty, kteří vstoupili do Brahmačáry ášramu bez jakéhokoliv výcviku či minulosti v duchovním životě. Brahmačária znamená život...
No, just the first para. Is he still... No, but it's something like that. The sense gratifiers. Why should we live like sense gratifiers? Then maybe I. Anyway, that's the. Give me the English edition, see if I can find it. It's a long. You don't have an English edition, huh? Anyway, you get the point. Anyway, the basic point is that we have a different approach to life altogether. In this life, we got someone got a male form, someone got a female form. There are different ways of behaving socially so that we can learn all advance spiritually.
Za účelem, aby jsme mohli dosáhnout dokonalosti života.
Sexual energy is very, very powerful.
Sexuální energie je velice mocná.
And if it's not controlled, then it can completely destroy our spiritual endeavors.
Pokud ji nebudeme kontrolovat, tak může totálně zničit naše duchovní snahy.
Oh yeah, here it is in the third paragraph. In Krishna consciousness, we stand apart from the general masses. For all their liberality and free sex, their society is a mess, a hell.
Jejich společnost je kvůli jejich liberalitě a volnému sexu zcela rozvrácená. Je to peklo.
We have taken the decision to walk on a different path.
My jsme se rozhodli následovat jinou cestu.
We cannot compromise our principles to satisfy misguided persons who have no idea that there is a goal of life, let alone how to attain it.
Nemůžeme upravovat naše principy, abychom uspokojili svedené lidi, kteří ani neznají cíl života, na to špak, jak ho dosáhnout.
Our goal is Krishna, and we are prepared to do whatever is necessary to attain to him.
Náš cíl je Krishna, a my jsme připraveni udělat cokoliv je nezbytné, abychom ho dosáhli.
Why should we descend into the stool pit of material enjoyment?
Proč bychom měli padat do jámy zvíkali tohoto hmotného požitku?
Brahmacharya is that training whereby developing knowledge and detachment, vairagya vidya, one becomes immune from the pushing of the senses.
Brahmacharya je výcvik, při kterém se současně
should be immune to the pushing.
Poznání a odpoutanosti vairagya vidya staneme odolnými proti nátlaku smyslu.
Enjoying life in Krishna consciousness and renunciation, one prepares himself to enter the kingdom of God.
Vlažený život ve vědomí Kršny a odříkání připravuje člověka ke vstupu do Božího království.
Just before that paragraph, there's one sentence which says that this book will definitely not be understandable to or appreciated by, nor is it meant for the common man. So, these are not common men, and they're not common women either. They're not primitive. They're far more advanced than your Miss World. They're spiritually advanced. Was that your question?
Yes. Besides, which gender sits in front and which in the back? Because if it would be the other way around, it would achieve the same separation.
Not exactly, no.
Why not?
I will answer. Sit up, say it's not us.
So then, kdo určí, které pohlaví sedí vzadu a které vepředu?
Separation, yeah, but the female form is particularly enchanting to the male. In Vedic culture, women take a subordinate and submissive role.
A ve vedské kultuře ženy přirozeně přijímají tu podřízenou a pokornou roli.
Men and women work together cooperatively, but there is a hierarchy also.
Ženy a muži spolu kooperují, spolupracují, ale také existuje hierarchie.
Both get the same result, which is ultimately love of God.
A obě dvě formy získávají stejný výsledek, což je láska k Bohu.
But there are different roles to be played. Oh well, he's not interested in listening. What is that? Can't even listen.
Well, he came yesterday and then he had huge argumentation on the whole thing about the book Lives Come From Life. He was really upset by his statements.
Oh, he's mentally unstable.
he's not born.
All his high school education makes him mentally unstable. He was first time. Yesterday he was first time here.
No, it's understandable that people get upset by Life Comes From Life. Because, you know, it's extremely heavy and it bashes on things which people consider to be sacred, practically.
Protože ta knížka prostě úplně rozbíjí ty věci, které lidé dneska považují v podstatě za svaté.
But when you say he's abnormal and deranged, maybe not by kami standards.
Ale pokud řeknete, že je trošku nenormální nebo podivný, tak možná ne podle kami standards.
One devotee sent me some things on YouTube to see, and said you can expect this if you go up against feminism.
A jeden odaný mi poslal nějaké videa z YouTube a řekl, že tohle to můžeš očekávat, když budeš vystupovat proti feminismu.
Kami speakers in universities trying to explain some principles against feminism and being heckled, insulted, and not even allowed to speak.
Jako byly to videa, kdy nějací normální karmí se snažili vysvětlovat něco proti feminismu a okamžitě byli přerušení a napadání už během té přednášky a ním to nebylo umožněno dokončit.
He said he is disgusting.
Yeah, that's understandable. I mean, that's understood, sorry. Yeah, but he could... Anyway, it's also very arrogant of him to just presume that we are all... It's actually very insulting of him to the Matajis here to think that they themselves have chosen something which is disgusting.
Arrogantní, že vlastně automaticky odsoudí všechny přítomné ženy k tomu, že vlastně přijmuli něco velice nízkého.
Actually, in future, if there's such a chance, we should ask one of the Matajis to explain to him.
A v budoucnosti bychom měli požádat nějakou matku, aby mu to vysvětlil.
I don't want to be a liberated woman walking around in miniskirt and shorts. She can say.
Last year we had some program for some students from Erasmus from different parts of Europe.
Erasmus means?
It's some program for students from different countries. They come to.
They exchange, is it? Yeah.
So there were like 20 students, and we had a presentation of Hare Krishna movement, and then we were singing kirtan, and I was giving lecture in English, and they were all very enthused and happy, and they said that we never knew that this is the best program we had. And then some questions came, and we came to this position of women, and I very slightly touched the position, but I didn't compromise, and they could feel, oh, they have this kind of, so
yeah.
They churned more, and then they were, half of them were just disgusted, oh, you're, and they wanted to hear also, they didn't believe us. I said, his wife, she also comes from, you know, this society and like that, and now she's very happy in her position, but they did not believe, they wanted to.
Yeah, I had a similar experience in America last year. When in a question and answer session at the end of a college program, I gave the example of a devotee being like a chaste wife. Didn't work at all. They didn't like it. They do not like it, which is why there's opposite. There's yeah. Okay, that's a lot.
Jako jednou v Americe na nějakém univerzitním programu jsme měli taky otázky a odpovědi a já jsem přirovnal, že pozice odaného je jako pozice snosné manželky. Jakmile jsem řekl snosná manželka, tak oni to nedokázali přijmout, ten termín.
Which is one reason why there's a opposition within our movement to this book.
To je taky jeden z důvodů, proč je tady
No. You tell him. And why there was a GBC resolution a few years ago requesting the BBT to edit Prabhupada's books.
Vyškrtli pár věcí z Prabhupádových, nebo editovali. editaci Prabhupádovy výroků v knížkách.
And maybe why many devotees in our movement, they want to all mix up and everything because they're just afraid to present these principles.
A proč mnoho oddaných prostě má takové smíšené pocity, neví přesně jak na to reagovat, protože prostě neví jak se k tomu postavit a jak prezentovat tuto věc.
But you know, when I joined in the 1970s, to have a shaved head and a shikhar and tilak, that was considered something really weird, and people would shout at you and spit at you and all kinds of things. It's quite likely that some members of our movement, they also feel the same way as this man, disgusting.
Je dost možné, že mnoho lídrů našem hnutí se v současné době cítí jako tento muž, že jsou tím znechucení.
And why some members of our movement, they don't read Prabhupada's books, they don't like them. There's too many things in them that they don't like.
Také mnoho těchto oddaných nečte Prabhupádovy knihy, protože prostě jednoduše se jim nelíbí to, co tam Prabhupád píše.
Anyway, he may come again. He's it made him think something anyway. Why did he come here at all? We have to establish first of all, we are not the body, we're eternal spirit soul. This 50 years thing they're promoting as the joy of devotion. But they should distinguish between there's the joy of ice cream, the joy of sex, the joy of Tom and Jerry, the joy of devotion. They should distinguish.
Ale oni musí nějaký dělat nějaký rozdíl, protože tady je veselost ze sexu, veselost ze zmrzliny, veselost z Toma a Jerryho a veselost z oddanosti. Oni musí udělat nějaký rozdíl mezi tím.
Otherwise people just take it, we went to Disneyland, it was fun. We went to Hare Krishna festival, it was fun. It's all fun, it's all the same.
Takže lidé pak neuvidí rozdíl, řeknou si, no tak půjdeme do Disneylandu, bude to zábava, půjdeme k Hare Krishna, bude to zábava.
So first of all, this is our preaching. We are not the body. We are eternal. We are suffering life after life in this material world. We should do whatever is required to get out of it. Then you try to understand. Don't try to understand without understanding this. That's also why sometimes we have to be aggressive in preaching. I was speaking to him like a reasonable person, but he wasn't reasonable. I could have asked him, so what is the goal of life? Let's first establish that. Then we can understand why we live as we live. First of all, your goal of life to enjoy the senses is no more exalted than that of the cats and the dogs. Anyway, live and learn. And go on distributing life comes from life. It's a good punch in the face for the materialists. And those who are somewhat sincere will appreciate it also. There's a disciple of mine in Russia. She lives in a town which even now there isn't an ISKCON center for at least 150 kilometers, remote town. I guess she must have been already 40 years old when she got life comes from life.
myslím, že už jí bylo určitě asi tak 40, když ona dostala tu knížku Život Kráje ze života.
And that changed her life.
A to změnilo její život.
A 40-year-old housewife in Russia.
A změnilo to život 40-leté prostě hospodyně v Rusku.
Not highly educated, simple woman, but she understood this is true.
Nebyla to nějaká vzdělaná žena, byla jednoduchá žena, ale změnilo to její život.
Powerful books. Okay, let's finish now, and we'll maybe have more questions tomorrow if there's time. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.